Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Beitza Daf Vav, Beya 6a, pagination page 11, starting from the top of the page. Omar Rava, Rava said, Meis Biyamtav Rishon, Yisasku Bo Amimin. If there's a dead body to be buried on the first day Yomtif, so then you can bury using non-Jews. And that's a concept that we have on certain occasions, that we take people who will cooperate with us who are not co-religionists, they're non-Jews, they're not bound by the mitzvahs of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and if they'll cooperate with us in cases of need, we will ask of them certain accommodations. In this case, they had a dead body, and if the dead body was left, it would decompose. It would be a difficult situation, and it's not kavod hames, and therefore, they would use the non-Jews in order to bury the body on first day Yom Tov. Rava continues and tells us, Meis b'yomtov sheni. But if you're dealing with a dead body on the second day of Yom Tov, which we discussed is some level of minig based on a suffix that once was, but essentially we know that Yom Tov Sheni is really a weekday, just that we're bound by whatever legislation, rules, etc. So Rava tells us, is Asku Bo Yisrael. A Jew can do the burial second day Yom Tov. Va'afilu b'shne yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. And this is true even on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which we discussed is a higher level binding observance, where the 2 days are not even considered a suffix, maybe one or the other. They're actually both binding. Whereas when it came to an egg, we were strict, and we told you that what was laid on one cannot be used on the second. But over here, all bets are off, and we recognize second day Yom Tov is really, really, really a weekday. That's Rava's ruling regarding a dead body, that we should relax all of these rules. Let's skip down about 4 lines to the end of the line. Amar Marzutra. Marzutra said, Lo Amron, this was only said, this great leniency of a dead body on Yom Tov Sheni. Elo de ishtoi, that there's already been a delay. Avalo ishtoi, but if there's no delay, mashinan lei, to wait a little bit for the next day. 1 day you could preserve a body, and it won't be such a big problem. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi said no. Afagav de lo ishtoi nami lo mashinan lei, even if there has not been a delay, you're allowed to do it, my taima. Why? Yom Tov Sheni Legabe Meis, a great principle. Second day Yom Tov, regarding a dead body, Kechol Shavu Rabbonon, the rabbis made it like a weekday, and they did not impose as strongly as they felt Yom Tov Sheni should be maintained, but for a dead body, they said that you're allowed and supposed to bury the body. Afilu Lemegez Le Galimo, Lemegez Le Asa, even to fashion clothing on second day Yom Tov, shrouds, and even to cut the fragrant branches that would accompany at the funeral. So you could do that too, even though they're not intrinsic necessary. Rashi points out there must have been some shrouds that they could have used, but they had nicer ideas in mind. Second day Yom Tov, you were allowed to do it. Okay, so if we would stop there, it would seem that as strict as second day Yom Tov is, it comes to a dead body, we should relax all the restrictions. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, V'ha'idna, but nowadays, Deika Chavri, that there is this ruling nation that forced the Jews to work. And if we would run a funeral on second day Yom Tov, they would no longer give us off on second day Yom Tov. In other words, we used to tell them, Shabbos, Yom Tov, we can't work, and you can't force us, no matter what you do. We're just not going to do it. So they cooperated with us to that extent. But if we would run a funeral on second day Yom Tov, they would say, oh, so we see that second day Yom Tov is not quite as serious. And they wouldn't give us off on second day Yom Tov. So Chai Shinon were concerned that even though this surgical relaxation, this very precise relaxation of the restrictions for second day Yom Tov makes a lot of sense, but there's a fallout, potentially, that we won't be able to keep second day Yom Tov at all as a result of this relaxation of the restrictions, and therefore we will not bury on second day Yom Tov. Take a look at Taisvis, V'ha'idna, the third Taisvis on the page. V'ha'idna de'ika chavri chashinon, Pirish Rashi, Rashi explains, Shekofen li'Yisrael lasos malacha. These chavri are people who force the Jews to do work. Rashi actually uses the word Uma Resha'a, a wicked nation. U'kishuhu Yom Tov, but when it's Yom Tov, manichem osam, they leave them be. If they saw that we were burying the dead on second day Yom Tov, they would say, oh, we see, it's not so serious. They would force the Jews to do work. And therefore, we weren't willing to relax the rules of second day Yom Tov, even though in logic we held that we should. Says Tosfos, v'hashta, but now, b'zman hazeh, in our time, she'ein chavri, that this nation doesn't exist, mutter, it should be permitted again to bury the dead on second day Yom Tov. Tosfos considers the possibility that maybe this is a legislation that has to be undone and we're not great enough to undo it, and Tosfos is of the opinion that it doesn't require a special undoing, and therefore we should be allowed to bury on second day Yom Tov. About 8 lines later, in the middle of the line, Tosfos says, "Umikom makom, nevertheless, even though I hold that times can change, Rabbeinu Tam haya oser, Rabbeinu Tam forbade it. Umaisa haya, there was a story, a person died second day Yom Tov, and Rabbeinu Tam put his foot down and said, absolutely not. You're not allowed to bury on second day Yom Tov because there's a principle that we have from a different Gemara regarding the Bnei Bishchar, people of a certain area, Einon Bnei Torah, they're not knowledgeable in Torah, and we don't allow such leniency because they'll misunderstand the leniency and the entire observance will unravel. We have to stick to certain guidelines because not everybody has the sophistication to understand that to bury the dead was different than other things. They're going to end up disgracing second day Yom Tov, which apparently was considered very serious and unacceptable, and therefore they wouldn't allow this leniency. You'll take a look at the bottom of Tosfos, the last 4 lines. Tosfos clinches this in a way that's very relevant to us. Va'od Omar Rabbeinu Tam said, the Bizman Hazeh now, even though we don't have Chavri, we don't have this wicked nation standing over us, but Nami Yesh Yehudim Shemeshubadim Lamalchus, there are Jews that are under pressure from the kingdom, Lasos Malacha, to work on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And if they would see that they're willing to do anything like bury the dead, Yekofu Osam Lasas Malachas Lamalchus, they would end up being stuck totally, not allowed to observe second day Yom Tov, and therefore we can't allow such leniency. In our time, not only do we have outside not Chavri and not Malchus, but we have people themselves. If they would see a leniency in second day Yom Tif, it would be hard to explain to them the sophistication of Chazal, that it's only because of a dead body that they allowed it. And therefore, we, as a practical matter, do not bury on second day Yom Tif, especially because in our time, the refrigeration for the body is developed enough that there are times, because of pressure, that we actually wait a few days for the funeral, and therefore Yom Tov Sheni, with all of its attendant concerns, is not less in stature. And as a matter of practice, we wouldn't. There are isolated instances where a rav of stature in specific situations might actually, I don't know, might, but has, it's happened that people have been lenient in this regard and allowed burial on second day Yom Tov under certain circumstances. I had a friend in yeshiva who told me that in Borough Park, he remembers second day Rosh Hashanah one year. A big rebbe had been nifter, and they actually did a walking levaya on second day Yom Tov, and it was such a significant event that on his kever, he later saw that they wrote Vehuva Likvura V'Yom Tov Sheni de Rosh Hashanah, that he was brought to burial on second day Rosh Hashanah. I'm told another incident also from a great prominent Rav in the 1960s, where whatever the circumstances were, if it involved a potential strike at the graveyard or whatever, but it became necessary to bury somebody in a speedy way, and he allowed the Chevra Kadisha on second day Yom Tov to go in a non-Jewish driven car, which, whatever the considerations are, but if it wasn't second day Yom Tov, it's unlikely he would have allowed even that. And keeping in mind that this concept does exist, it is a Gemara, we don't go with it generally, and this is a major tshuva from Reb Moshe, because the people in our culture are not stronger than the B'nai Bishchar. They're not B'nai Teira, they would never understand this nuance of Psak, this distinction regarding a dead body, that it shouldn't decompose. And again, as I mentioned, especially because in our time, you could get the body refrigeration, there's really not this compelling situation that the Gemara was describing when it described the Heter. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.